Rules of the Heart by Janice Hadlow. Read by Kristin Atherton. Chapter 1. Dinner is over. The ladies have left the men at the table and moved into the drawing room. I stand at the door, looking for somewhere to sit. My usual place is taken. I see my old friend Lady Melbourne, comfortably established in the chair both she and I know is considered mine. I nod politely, but don't attempt to join her. My spirits are too low to bear the sly cuts and thrusts of her conversation. Instead, I head for a small sofa near the fire. I'm always cold these days. My head aches. The evening has been too loud, too long, and too crowded with people who don't interest me. I shan't stay much longer. Lord Holland, who's appointed himself my protector for this evening, has gone to find a drink to warm me a little. Once I have finished it, I shall call for my carriage and go home. I never really enjoy myself here anymore. Devonshire House is too full of memories for that. Wherever I look, I feel the loss of my sister, Georgina, who presided here for so many years. Now she's gone, it seems to me a subdued and melancholy place, bereft of her sparkling presence. But for those who don't mourn her as I do, it clearly still possesses all its old exhilarating appeal. As I wait, I notice two young girls edge into the room, clutching each other's arms in a flurry of smiles and excitement. I don't recognize them. They must have been placed a long way from me at the table. Someone's cousins, someone's nieces, the friends of friends of friends. Perhaps it's their first time here. Their behaviour certainly suggests they're new to our ways, novices who haven't yet learned that it really isn't done to look about with such undisguised amazement. Their eagerness to drink it all in makes them forget all discretion. They don't scruple to stare, absorbing every detail of their surroundings. The glittering room, all gold glass and candlelight, that shimmers with the promise of adventure. The taller of the two taps her fan nervously against her skirt. So this, then, is the heart of the fashionable world they've read so much about, the vortex of dissipation, as the newspapers once described it. It's clearly everything they've hoped it would be, and more. Thrilled, they settle themselves on a pair of stiff chairs at the edge of the room, looking hungrily about them, waiting for something, anything, to happen. And then their eager, searching glances come to rest upon me. I see at once they know who I am, and from the alteration in their expressions, that they've heard all the stories. I pick up the poker and stir the fire, attempting to appear unmoved, the picture of a sedate, respectable matron. The girls look a little disappointed, but then Lord Holland arrives with my warm wine. This is altogether more promising, and the girls lean forward in anticipation. They watch as he sits down beside me, a little too close for my liking. His knee is almost touching mine. I move away. He edges a little nearer. I move away once more. He smiles as if to say, "Well, I shall not insist," and offers me my drink. But as I reach for it, he takes my hand in his and attempts very gently to kiss it. I imagine the girls holding their breath as I pull away from him and calmly shake my head. He shrugs, unperturbed, and begins to chat away with his usual ease, as if nothing at all had happened. I turn away, exasperated. Why do men behave like this? And find myself looking directly into the fascinated gaze of the two young women. I don't know why I immediately drop my eyes in shame. I've known Lord Holland all my life, and never given him the slightest encouragement. It isn't my fault if he can't control himself, but I am the one who is subjected to the full force of their insolent curiosity. I suppose it's the price I pay for my past. A woman who's shown herself indifferent to the rules which govern respectable society must expect to experience a thousand such petty humiliations, especially if she's no longer young. I should be used to it by now. But there's something in the girl's shocked delight that cuts me to the quick. What a coup for them on their first.